listener production.
Hello there, Damien Carbon with your news briefing. Australians have marked the passing of the Queen with a minute's silence this morning. The Governor-General, joined by the Prime Minister and Premier Mark McGowan, in a special service at Parliament House in Canberra. David Hurley reflecting on the feelings of many Australians.
Today is a sad day, a day of national mourning. The passing of the Queen, while we knew it to be inevitable, has still struck with an impact that has exceeded any expectation here in Australia, in the United Kingdom, and indeed across the globe.
So shops across WA will now open from 11 a.m. this morning through to 5 p.m. Most of the big supermarkets have indicated they will be trading today. Police calling for witnesses after a crash along Mounts Bay Road in the city yesterday morning. Crash investigators looking into how a Honda Civic and a motorcycle collided at the intersection of Mill Street outside the convention centre about 8:50 a.m. Anyone with info is asked to contact Crime Stoppers. Overseas, the Foreign Affairs Minister has condemned Vladimir Putin's nuclear threat, labelling it unthinkable and irresponsible. The Russian president making an address to the nation, announcing the escalation of forces and the conscription of soldiers. Speaking in New York, Penny Wong calling out the Kremlin's sham referendum.
Russia alone is responsible for this illegal and immoral war, and peace must first lie with Russia withdrawing from Ukrainian territory.
In sport, Alistair Clarkson is denying any claims of misconduct and is shocked by bombshell allegations of his treatment of First Nations players and their families during his time at Hawthorn. The former Hawks coach will cooperate with the AFL's external investigation. While former Indigenous star Eddie Betts has told Fox Footy he's not surprised by anything he's seen.
It is tough and it is hard, but I'm always going to believe the players and the brothers. It keeps happening. We grow up with this stuff. It's not just the AFL system.
And it's Derby Day in the AFLW at Optus Stadium today.